Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Morning, Mr. Dudley.
Hi, Ev. Ev?
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
I don't know. I found him asleep in the hayloft.
Oh?
Can I keep him?
Keep him? He belongs to somebody.
Well, if they don't call for him in 30 days, can I have him?
What's your name?
Ev.
Not yours. What's your name?
Ev.
Hey, he's got the same name as me. We must be related.
Now, come on, son. What's your name?
I'm hungry.
That's a nice name. How old are you, I'm?
Will you please let me talk to him?
I found him.
Okay, you found him. Now, what's your name?
Ev.
I'm not talking. Hey, will you go wash up?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. Look, I know your name isn't Ev. Now, what is it?
Tennessee Williams.
Tennessee Williams.
Golly, he's a famous writer, Mr. Douglas.
He isn't.
I saw one of your plays. Boy, you sure have had a lot of experience for a kid your age.
Oh, I'm older than I look.
How old are you?
22.
Look, I'm getting a little tired of these silly answers. Now, you say you're hungry?
I sure am.
Would you like breakfast?
Yes, sir.
Then tell me...
Hello there. Well, who is this?
Ev found him sleeping in the hayloft.
Oh. Well, don't you have a home?
Yes, ma'am.
But where is it?
It's not there anymore.
Not where?
Plutocran. It's a planet 6 million light years from here.
You're a visitor from outer space.
He is? Gosh, I never met a real-life Plutocranian before.
Ev...
Did you arrive here by spaceship?
No. Plutocran blew up and I was thrown into space and I landed in your barn.
That's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what happened to your mother and father?
We don't have mothers and fathers on our planet. They grow us. We have a boy field and a girl field. And when we get ripe enough, they pick us.
Oh, it's an agricultural society. Look, Eb, show him where to wash up, and we'll discuss the whole thing at breakfast.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pluto.
Oh, the poor boy. I guess we got to keep him.
He must have a home.
Well, didn't you hear him? It blew up.
Lisa, he's just a boy with an overactive imagination. He probably ran away from home, and he doesn't want to tell us because we'll take him back.
Then you don't think they picked him in the boys' field?
Do you?
Well, it's possible. When I was a little girl, my mother told me she found me under a cabbage.
And you believed her?
All I know is I was the only girl in our block who liked sauerkraut.
Come on, let's have some breakfast.
Why, Mr. Douglas, these are the best hotcakes I ever ate.
Isn't he a nice boy? Why didn't you give him your wristwatch?
Have you had enough?
Yes, sir.
All right, then, let's get going.
Where are we going?
To see the sheriff.
Why? What did he do?
He didn't do anything.
Then why are you having him arrested?
Eb, will you get to work?
Yes, sir.
Is he your son?
No.
Would you like one?
Of course we would.
Okay, then I'll be your son.
Well, now that that is settled, you don't have to go to the sheriff and...
Lisa, nothing is settled. He obviously has parents and they must be worried about him. Now...
if you'll just tell me what your name is and where you live, I'll take you home. And we won't have to go to the sheriff.
I can't remember my name.
Where do you live?
I can't remember.
Oliver, the poor boy is suffering from amnemia.
Not amnemia. Anemesia. Well, whatever it is, he hasn't got it. Now, what'll it be, your name or the sheriff?
My name is Paul Frankan.
Frankan? Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to check up with Sarah and see if there's a family living around here in the neighborhood named Frankan.
Good morning. Have you had a haircut lately?
What?
Pay a visit to Joe's Tensorial Palace, located above Tilly's Pizza Parlor in the heart of downtown Pixley. This week only, Joe is featuring razor-cut hairstyling and...
Sarah!
Oh, hello, boss.
What was that business about Joe's Tonsorial Palace?
Oh, I sold him a spot announcement. We can use the money. Your little old telephone company isn't doing too good.
Let me worry about that, will you? Is there a family around here named Frank Ken?
Ken Franks?
No, not Ken. Oh, yeah, Ken Franks, yes. Thank you, Sarah.
Por nada.
Oh, Frank Can, huh? Is this where you got the name?
Oh, that's not the same. That's Paul Scans Franks. And his name is Frankan.
You didn't answer my question.
Yes, sir. That's where I got the name.
What's your real name?
Carlos Hot Pepper.
Is it spelled like this?
No, sir. There's only one P in my hot pepper.
You don't happen to be related to any other cans on the shelf, do you?
He could. Maybe he came from a long line of groceries.
I guess I'm just going to have to go to the sheriff.
If you do that, you're out of the family.
All right, I'm out of the family, but I have to do it. No, I have no idea who he is.
Now, let me check my missing persons report here.
We found him in the barn this morning. He obviously ran away from home.
Well, let's see. Two cows, a horse, and a goat. That's about all the missing persons that have been reported to me.
This is a boy, about 8 years old.
I haven't got anything on him.
Well, what should I do with him?
Well, bring him in. I'll take him over to the county juvenile detention home while I'm checking.
The detention? Oh, I don't, look, do you suppose I could keep him till you find his parents?
I guess that'd be all right. I'll see what I can find out about him, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you. Eb, you're supposed to be...
How does it feel to be a stew pigeon?
What?
Boy, if you'd rat to the sheriff on a little kid, imagine what you'd do to me.
You don't have to imagine what I'm going to do to you if you don't get to work.
How can you live with yourself, selling out a little kid to the law?
I didn't sell him out.
Then how come he ran away again?
He ran? Lisa! Lisa, Eb said...
Well, the Fink is home.
Look, I...
Where is your friend the sheriff with the black Maria?
Mariah.
Oh, you know the technical terms.
Look, Eb said that the boy ran away.
Well, wouldn't you if some stoolie would turn you into the fuzz?
Lisa, I'm not a stoolie.
What did they give you, a junior G-man badge?
Will you listen to me?
Lips that touch the sheriff's will never touch mine.
Oh, please. Look, I'm trying to tell you something. I merely went to the sheriff to see if anybody had reported a missing boy, and they haven't. The sheriff said we could keep him till he had a chance to investigate.
We can?
Well, yes, if we can find him.
Well, why don't you try looking under the bed?
Under the bed? Come on out of there!
You're in the clear now. He didn't turn you in.
Are you sure?
What are you so afraid of the sheriff for? Have you done something?
No, I just happened to be sitting in the getaway car when the bank was robbed.
Oh, look, for the last time, will you tell me your name?
Pretty Boy Floyd.
Oh, Pretty Boy.
Don't yell at Floyd.
He's not Floyd.
But he said he was.
He also said he was Tennessee Williams and Paul Can Franks.
Frank Can.
Next, he'll be Alexander Hamilton.
You can call me Al.
I'm going to call you... Lisa, if you want to play mother, fine. Get him cleaned up. Have you got any other clothes?
No, sir.
I'll get you some new jeans at Drucker's. What size do you wear?
76.
Look, if you don't give me a straight answer...
Where's your sense of humor? You're losing your temper with Al.
Al.
Oh, don't mind my husband. When you get used to the fact that he's a sorehead, you get to like him.
Howdy, Mr. Douglas.
Hi, Mr. Haney.
Anything I can do for you?
No, Oh, wait a minute. There is something you could do for me, yes.
You just name it, and I'm sure that I've got it on my truck.
No, I want to ask you a question.
The Haney Information Service stands ready to help.
Well, that's...
We got a special on information today. $1 a question, or 3 questions for $5. Unless it's in French, then it's $2 a question.
Has anybody been looking for a little boy that ran away from home?
They sure have.
Who?
My mother.
What?
I ran away from home when I was 3 years old and become a traveling dicky salesman. I was a Western representative for Dingwell's non-wilt dicky.
Mr. Haney, I've heard enough wild stories for one day. Has anybody around here reported a missing boy?
How big a reward is offered for his return?
There's no reward.
Then I ain't heard a word.
Excuse me, I got...
You're going into Drucker's to buy jeans for little Al Hamilton?
You were listening.
You were yelling. Now, I can save you the trip to Drucker's. Have you had time to read the sign?
Yes.
Then shall we examine the merchandise?
Listen, I'm not interested... Is that the junk you're trying to sell me?
No, it's the other junk I'm trying to sell you. You will just sit down. I'll have the clothes modeled for you. Now, this is a copy of a genuine imitation of an original Parisian design stolen by...
I'm looking for something for an 8-year-old boy.
You couldn't get anything better for an 8-year-old boy than little Nancy.
Mr. Haney, you're...
Now, this is our junior executive model, as worn exclusively on Madison Avenue. It comes with an imitation leather attache case, and
Mr. Haney, I believe I've seen enough.
Mr. Douglas, I like a buyer that makes up his mind quickly. Shall I wrap it up for the lad?
You should be ashamed of yourself using these little children to shill for you.
Mr. Douglas, these two are students of the Haney School of Modeling. They're getting a little professional experience.
Professional experience.
All right, kids, change your clothes and have your 50 senses ready for today's lesson. Oh,
no. Would you like to try?
No, thanks. I don't want to get my new clothes dirty. Thanks for buying them for me.
Oh, that's okay.
I like you, even though you yell all the time.
I don't yell all the time.
You're more fun than my father.
Oh? What's your father's name?
I don't remember. That's because I got anemia. Can I stay here forever?
Well, I
can help you.
Well, what would your parents say? Don't you think they're worried about you? Look, did it ever occur to you that if you told me your name and where you lived, I could take you back to your folks, and then they'd let you come here every summer and spend your vacations here with me?
You think so?
Oh, I'm positive.
That was a nice try, but it won't work. I won't talk.
Okay, have it your way.
You always live on a farm.
Oh, no. I used to live in New York. I was a lawyer.
Why'd you move out here? Were you disbarred?
No, I came out here to get away from the rat race of the city. Out here where I could breathe the pure air, work the fertile soil, where a man can plant his seeds and watch them shoot upward toward the sun and the sky, just as our forefathers did. The farmer's the backbone of America. It's his gnarled hands and aching back that gives America its great strength. Without the farmer...
How do you do that?
Do what?
Talk and play the pipe at the same time.
What the... Look, wouldn't you like...
Mr. Douglas!
Hello, Sheriff! Have you had any news about the boy?
No. I checked Crabwell Corners, bleeds well, and Pixley, no missing boys. That's why I thought I'd better talk to him myself.
Well, I, hope you have better luck than I had. Would you...
What's the matter?
He's gone!
Gone?
He took off when he saw the sheriff.
Well, go and look for him.
Where?
Well, where do little boys go when they run away from home?
How would I know?
You were never a little boy?
Oh, I never ran away from home.
Why not?
Because I like my home and my family.
No wonder you never got into the hippies.
Lisa.
Do you think he's all right?
I'm sure he is.
Well, how do you know? You don't even know where he is. If you had only run away from home when you were a little boy. I think you better go and look for him.
Why? He probably got tired dodging the sheriff and went home. Probably with his father right now.
Do you like cowboy pictures, Arnold? Me too. What's your favorite cowboy star? Monty Blue is all right, but I like John Wayne better.
There's cookies and milk in the kitchen.
Oh, boy!
Not you. You're on a diet.
Yeah, have some cookies and milk. Say, how did you meet up with Arnold?
On the road. He invited me home with him.
Arnold's always bringing people home.
Yeah, he's dragged in some real oddballs. That's how I met Miss Ziffel. Where you live, boy?
At the Douglas place. I'm Oliver Douglas Jr.
Well, I'll be doggone. Did you hear that? He's the Douglas's kid.
Funny, they never mentioned him.
Oh, they kept me a secret. They sent me away to military school back east when I was 4 years old, and I've been there ever since.
Eat your cookies, son. Fred.
What?
You don't believe that story, do you?
Why not?
Oh, the Douglases are too nice to treat a boy like that.
Well, we'll ask him a few more questions. So you say your folks sent you away to military school, huh?
Yes, sir.
What's the name of it?
West Point.
West Point? Seems like I've heard of that school.
Yeah, me too.
So far, he's telling a straight story. Did you graduate?
No, sir. I ran away.
Run away? What for?
To get away from the rat race of school life. To come out here where the air is pure and the soil is fertile. To become a farmer like my dad and plant seeds in the earth and watch him shoot out towards the sun and the sky. Farmers are the backbone of the American economy.
That's enough for me. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, he's the Douglas's kid, all right.
Yeah, I guess them backbone speeches must be inherited.
Well, glad to meet you, son. Have some more cookies.
Mrs. Ziffer.
Hi, Miss Douglas.
How are you?
Mr. Douglas.
We're looking for a little boy about,
Oh, your son. Yeah, he's here.
Son?
He's a cute kid, Mr. Douglas. Looks just like you.
What are you talking about?
Your son, Oliver Jr.
I didn't know you had a son.
I haven't got one.
Well, then how come he's got the same name like you do?
Look, Lisa, that's...
Yeah, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Shipping a kid away to West Point when he's only 4 years old?
He told you that?
Yep. Open right up to us.
For the last time, he is not my son.
Then how comes he knew your speech?
What speech?
Oh, you know about planting the little seeds in the ground and watching them shoot up to the sun and the sky and making the American farmer the backbone of our economy.
That's your speech, all right. Was the fife playing too?
Well, I didn't hear it.
Where is he?
Oh, he's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Ollie, your father's here. He's gone.
Sarah, will you get me... No, I don't need a haircut. Get me Fred Ziffel.
Well, if you see him again, will you...
Excuse me. Hello?
Fred! Sam.
Yeah, hello, Sam. What you got on your mind?
Fred, you sly old goat, why didn't you ever tell me?
Tell you what?
That Arnold had a brother.
Sam, have you been nipping on that pickle juice again?
Oh, don't try to cover up. He told me all about it.
Who told you about what?
Your son, Fred Ziffel Jr.
My son?
Fred, you never told me you had a son.
Well, we wives are always the last to know.
Well, he ain't my son.
Well, he says he is. He charged a bottle of milk and a piece of pie to your account. Is that all right?
No, it ain't all right. You charge it to Mrs. Douglas. It's his kid.
What?
Your kid's running up a bill at Sam's store.
Let me talk to Mr. Drucker. Hello, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, yes, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Drucker, is that boy still there?
Yes, sir.
Well, hold on to him. I'll be right over. He's gone.
Yeah, the minute he heard you were coming over, he took off like a scared rabbit. Sure was surprised to hear he was Fred's son.
Oh, no, he's not.
Looks just like him.
No, Mr. Drucker, he is not Fred's son.
Oh, then he's yours, like Fred said. Well, he sure looks just like you.
No, he is not my son, and he is not Fred's son.
And who do I charge a pie and milk to?
Oh, put that on my account.
Then he is your son.
No, he's a runaway boy. He was sleeping in my barn. He told Fred Ziffel that he was Oliver Wendell Douglas, Jr. And he told you that he was Fred Ziffel, Jr. I don't know whose son he'll claim to be next.
Sam Drucker, Jr., eh? I always thought Sam was a bachelor. Well, as they say, water's run deep in a still. Or is it stills run deep in a water? Well, whatever it is, sure a spitting image of Sam.
Yes, sir.
Shipped you off to sea in a whaling schooner, eh?
Yes, when I was four.
Well, you're never too young to start learning a trade. Yeah. I suppose when you stick those harpoons in a whale, they blubber a lot, huh? Say, that fella better get his car on the road. Somebody's gonna hit him. Hi, Sheriff.
Going somewhere?
Yeah, the airport. He has to make a connection with his whaling ship.
What's your name?
Hank Kimball, Jr.
Hank Kimball? Say, that's a familiar name. I think I know your father. Me.
Is your name Gilbert Henshaw?
No, it's Hank Kimball.
I'm talking to the boy. A description of you just came in on the teletype from the state capitol. Do you know your parents are looking for you?
They are? Yeah, it must be payday. Otherwise, they don't care where I am.
You're Gilbert Henshaw, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you'd better come along with me.
Darling, aren't you lonesome?
For what?
Or don't you miss the platters of little feet around the house?
The platters of
He was cute.
Lisa, he's home with his folks. Let's forget him. I gotta milk Eleanor. Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Good morning.
Hold it! Who's this? I found him sleeping in the barn. Can I keep this one?
Where did he come from?
Gilbert sent him.
What?
He's running away from home. Gilbert told him that if you have to run, this is the place to run to.
Oh, yeah. It's the in place for juvenile fugitives. What's your name?
Ed Philbin.
Who is this?
Ed Sullivan.
Oh, I see you on TV every week. Why don't you come in the house and I make you some breakfast?
Lisa, don't... Lisa! What the... You got a AAA rating from Gilbert Henshaw.
¶¶
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.